Hey everybody, welcome back. Today we're going to be talking about triggers. What are your triggers? Triggers could be so many things. And for a lot of us, the obvious one is you're just not in a good mood. But sometimes there's so many things that aren't obvious. But let's talk about what your triggers are. Triggers could be a thought and a belief that you have that just comes to your head. A trigger could be negative emotions. You're in a bad mood, you're feeling sad, you're depressed, you're lonely. It could be positive emotions. You're in a great mood, and a trigger of just being happy, or how often is I feel like I need a reward because something good happened, and so therefore I should go celebrate, and we usually use food. Physical sensations. So oftentimes people don't really realize this, but anxiety is a physical a sensation. Sorry about that. Physical sensation. If you think about it, anxiety is a feeling in your body. And for many of us, it starts kind of in our gut and rises up to the top. But we feel anxiety or sometimes stress if you're clenching your jaw. If your shoulders are wrapped around your ears, sometimes, if your neck gets really tight, if your lower back starts to hurt, stress manifests itself in so many different ways and in so many physical ways. And then other people. I mean, how often does your boss tick you off? You get in a fight with your partner or spouse? People that we don't like. We see somebody that we're not really fond of. It could trigger us to feel something and want to go eat. Sight and smell of food, especially around the holidays. You walk into your parents' house or a family member's house, or the smell of, home-baked pie or cookies or just smells. I mean, they bring back floods and floods of memories. So, some good, some bad. And so smells, and the sight of food. I mean, because truthfully, so often, just looking at food, kind of like, the whole joke about the seafood diet, makes us want to eat regardless of being hungry or not, especially if it's foods that we love. And then there's the time of day. So what time of day is it for you? So often I hear from my clients, 3 or 4 o'clock, it's the bewitching hour. They just feel like eating. It's the time of day, especially if you're working, where you kind of want that break. The day's almost over, but not quite. You've been there for several hours already. And so the time of day sometimes make people want to eat. Or how about 10 o'clock at night? It's not dinner. You're home relaxing. You're watching your TV show. And somewhere between 8 and 10 p.m., you just feel like eating. And again, it's got nothing to do with hunger. And then situations. So often, life throws up these roadblocks, these obstacles, the stuff, I call them the bumps in the road of life, and they will happen. And the reason why my clients and people reach out to me for support is for exactly this reason, those bumps in the road. Because when I'm coaching somebody, if everything in their life is going great, they're doing great. But the minute something happens and one of these triggers comes into play, especially a situation, people's first thought is, what can I eat? Because you've always used food to make you feel better. You've always used food to push down the feelings you don't want to feel, distract from them, or just pretend they don't even exist. So I was actually on the phone with a client who's in my current group program. And she felt like she was just out of control. There's always more stuff around the office these days. And she just, it was, she knew it. She just couldn't reel herself back in. And it wasn't until she really kind of gave some thought, because nothing happened like immediately. Like there, she wasn't able to say, oh, this happened this morning. But when she really kind of went inward, she really realized there was something going on in her life that was making her sad. And so it wasn't something that just happened, but it was something going on where where those feelings were just kind of like bubbling beneath the surface. And so she couldn't quite put her finger on it, but it caused her those old feelings and not good feelings to feel out of control. And she kept using food. And she, you know, she shared with me, she kept saying to herself, just one more, just one more, just one more. And that was her self-talk. That was what was going on. Something triggered her, brought up those old feelings. And the first thing her brain went to was her back to her old comfort zone. Because I'll tell you, we've been working together for the last several months. She's down 50 pounds working in our group program. And she's been doing fabulously. But here was a situation, here was a bump in the road. And fortunately, because she was able to get support, she didn't turn off that road and stay off for a long time. She was able to, much faster than she did before, get back on the road and keep on going. Because I will tell you, this journey is definitely not a straight line. And so for those of you that get upset and frustrated and disappointed with yourself, that you're triggered by something, especially if you've been having a few good weeks and then you kind of go off the rails a little bit, or as I say, go sideways. It's so important. The faster you get back to your regular routine and change your mindset around it and recognize that it's now in the past, it's just something that happened, and you just keep on going. If you're not sure what those triggers are, in the email today, in the day four, if you go down to the bottom of the email, I actually put a PDF in there where you could print out that sheet and write a list and try to identify your triggers. Think about, is it a time of day for you? How do you feel when you walk into the office? So I believe I shared yesterday or the day before about a client of mine who, you know, we were trying to figure out why was she stress eating and going through her entire kitchen stress eating. And so we recognized that when she's home, when she's out, she was okay. But she recognized when she walks in the door from being out, when she's in her home, she's triggered by stress because there was a lot of stuff going on there for her in her life. And so that's what triggers her. And it causes her to go back into her old behaviors. So I want you guys to think about that. This is about your patterns, your conditioning, and that's why losing weight and keeping it off is so difficult, because your first reaction is to go back to your comfort zone. It's easy. You don't have to think about it. It's just what you do, and you keep telling yourself that old stuff of, I'll worry about it tomorrow. I don't care. I want it. And you just start to go through the same loop. So it's really so important that you get really kind of crystal clear on what triggers you, because if you know what triggers you, when you start to feel that feeling, when you see that person, because here's the deal. If you all of a sudden feel like eating, and the phrase is, I feel like eating, not, ooh, I'm hungry. If you just feel like eating, but you're not hungry, you want to think about, what's going on? What's causing me to feel like eating? What's triggered me? Did something just happen that all of a sudden I don't want to deal and I'm triggered to think about food? Has there been something going on, you know, just in your life that you might not be even aware of that's making you feel a certain way that triggers you? Because I truly believe when you understand what your triggers are and you're really in touch with the feelings that are in hunger, that's causing you to want to eat, then you can more easily change your action and redirect your action of wanting to eat. So I hope that makes sense to you, because, oh my goodness, after in the 17 years that I've been doing this and worked with, you know, hundreds upon hundreds of clients, they say the same thing. I hear it all the time, especially, you know, when people are reaching out to me and they know they need help, but there's a part of them that feels, I really should be able to do this on my own, and I don't understand why I can't. So this is it, you guys. This is the struggle. This is the hard part. This is where people need support. This is where people need to be held accountable. This is where people actually need to recognize, why do I keep doing this? I mean, I'm working with the client for the last few months. When she called me, she's like, I want to know why I'm doing this. I don't understand why I'm doing this to myself and why I keep doing it over and over and over again. You know, she was just desperate to figure out, like, she knew what she was doing, and the food and the weight gain was not making her happy, but she just didn't know how to stop it. And she's an extremely intelligent woman, as with all of my clients. You know, they're really smart people. They're smart, educated people. And it's got nothing to do with that. It's got to do with everything, your conditioning, your old patterns, your comfort zone, the stuff you tell yourself. So if you're sitting there wondering, why can't I do this by myself? Why do I always self-sabotage? Why do I always tell myself tomorrow it's going to be better and it never is? Because this changing this stuff is hard, but I promise you it's changeable. And I really love to help support you. In the email today, I offered you a complimentary breakthrough strategy call. If you are ready to break through this emotional eating and yo-yo dieting stuff, then schedule that call with me. You know, just go speakwithlisa.com, schedule a call with me. You don't have to struggle alone. There's no shame in asking for help. Actually, it's empowering. It's really brave to ask for help. It's not weak whatsoever. Because the truth is, if people didn't need help with this stuff, everybody would lose weight and never gain it back again. It would be that simple. If this wasn't so difficult, think about all of the people who you've seen lose weight, and over time that weight comes back. It's because their mindset hasn't changed, their habits haven't changed, they're really not identifying, why am I eating when I'm not hungry? And so I really do want to let you know, please don't wait and don't stay in the struggle. All you need to do is ask. Because if you were able to do this alone, you would have done it already. And I'm so glad you're here for this challenge, trying to get the help that you need to finally stop emotional eating and yo-yo dieting. Because I know that is a journey. It is a marathon. It is not a sprint. And when I work with my clients, you know, whether it's in my group or privately, the saying is slow and steady wins the race. And you have to be kind and patient with yourself and not give up and not throw in the towel and not think you're a failure because you hit a bump in the road, because you had one day bad of eating. You have an opportunity to get back on that road sooner than later and stay the course. Part of the challenge is for you guys to actually do this work, answer the questions, because the more of an awareness that you have around what your habits and behaviors and your patterns are, the clearer and the easier you're going to be able to change that stuff. But I'm going to do a quick review for Nourish, eating whole unprocessed foods. So for the last 7 days, everybody was supposed to stay as close to whole unprocessed foods as possible, eating good, clean, lean proteins. I put a little bit of like a sample menu in the day one email to give you an idea of how to group foods together. And I think I actually might have even put portions in there to give you an idea about how much to eat. You know, a lot of that depends on, you know, your gender, your height, your weight, your activity level. But just to give you a general idea, creating an awareness of your habits and behaviors. So hopefully, as you've gone through the last couple of days, you've gotten clear as to what you do, and maybe you've noticed something that you didn't notice before now that you're paying attention. One thing that pops into my head that clients usually realize, especially if they're in an office and somebody's got that candy dish, is how many times they mindlessly stick their hand out and take a few handfuls every time they walk past that person's desk. So it's getting really clear as to those little things that you might not have paid attention to. And then hopefully yesterday, you guys have spent the last 24 hours paying close attention to what you're telling yourself. And now I want you to pay attention to what triggers you that may start that dialogue in your head. A physical sensation, a sight, a smell, a person, a time of day that gets you to start thinking about food when you're not physically hungry. Because here's the deal, you guys. You know, it's a little bit more than calories in versus calories out as far as weight loss is concerned, but when you're mindlessly eating, when you're emotional eating, that's totally calories that your body doesn't need. So imagine just in the course of 7 days, leaving all of that behind, how many less calories you'd be eating, and that adds up. And when with each good decision and you start to kind of stay the course on nourishment and eating well and moving your body, little by little, without noticing it, the weight will slowly start to come off. And you know, in my office, people have the option to weigh, they don't need to weigh, but however much or however little, down is down. It doesn't matter if it's a half a pound or a pound and a half, down is down, and you're heading in the right direction. So part of this, and we're going to talk about this in the next couple of days, is learning to be kind and patient and gentle and speak to yourself in a really kind manner as you go through your journey, because it is a journey. It's a journey, it's a process of change. So I really want to emphasize that if this is something that you've been struggling with for 6 months, 12 months, 2 years, 3 years, your whole entire life, I really want to emphasize to reach out to me, schedule that breakthrough call with me if you're really ready to figure this out, because we could take a deeper dive and find out what's going on for you specifically to help you break these patterns and break them for good.